Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
So, my friends, first I'm going to ask you, what are you looking at? Welcome. I'll tell you why I asked you that in a second. So, I am Heather. And you know what? I am a transformation guide. Because if you listened to last week, yes, everything is impermanent. And if you know it's going to be impermanent, you're scared. You might as well take a friend. Call a friend. I help people when they're like, I don't know if I want to move into this next phase. Well, let's see. Let's make it a party. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. That's where we are. And this is called Illuminate Your Worth. But today we are talking about you only see what you see. It's kind of like the everything is impermanent, including impermanence and the sound of one hand clapping. And if a tree falls in the forest, it's like, what do you mean you only see what you see? I look out the window and I see things. Well, do you? Do you really? Our nervous systems are really good at not seeing the things that it thinks aren't important to us. And I'm just remembering last night. Was it last night? Let's just say it was last night. My lovely husband, Brad. He was looking for, we have a shelf with different glasses on it, and he was looking for this one specific glass that is usually in one specific spot. And he thought it wasn't there. He couldn't find it anywhere. It's because I'd put it in a different spot. So he was looking, he just didn't see it. He wasn't really looking. And you can think about this as, if you extrapolate this, so what if the reason you're not finding or seeing the things that you're looking for, or you can't see why you're stuck, is just because of the way that you're looking or what you're looking for? I mean, we all, maybe we don't all know this. You may have already heard this a few times of a car salesman. And his manager says, okay, I want you to pay attention to and let me know how many red cars there are during a week. So suddenly all he sees are red cars. You know, the red cars. Oh, there's a red car. There's a red car. There's a red car. And his manager's like, well, did you see any other colors? He's like, well, I wasn't looking for other colors. I only saw red cars. And so because he was looking for red cars, that's what he sees. It's almost like, and I feel like all my episodes somehow have this interweaving of thought, you know, the worrying, who does worry serve? If you are constantly expecting the worst, then that's probably what you're going to get, because that's what you're looking for. Not because something good didn't happen. It was because you weren't looking for the good thing in that you were looking for something bad to happen. And you're like, there it is. There's the bad thing. And I know sometimes I've been accused of being a little too positive because I look for the good things. And I will acknowledge, yeah, that was bad. But I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for the good thing. Like when I broke my wrist. Yeah, it wasn't so great that I broke my wrist. It wasn't so great. I ended up in surgery on Christmas Eve. But you know what? I got to go home on Christmas Eve. I got to listen to the surgeon because I decided not to have them put me under. I got to have a conversation with really cool people. I got to learn some new things. And I actually kind of laughed my way through it because I was looking for something different. So what if you changed what you were seeing by looking for something different? How cool would that be? And one way to think about that, we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. So your perceptions, your story of who you are and how you are and how you came to be this person, everything that you put an I am in front of is informing and creating a lens that you see through. And it can be changed. So if you don't see what you want, and I'm not saying, you know, stick your head in the sand and ignore what's going on. I'm just remembering, I just came off of a conversation with one of my super amazing clients, and we were talking about some of this. It's like the political world and the environmental world, and we could think that it's just like, oh, I'll just throw in the towel. Oh, it's so terrible. But we can acknowledge that it's not the way we want it to be, but we can see potentials. We can see that there are things we can do, and we can change our outlook. And I mean, if you're going to operate in this world, in this current version of our world, then you're going to want to, I think, you're going to want to be happy. So if you're, pardon me, sorry, if you're always looking for something bad to happen, when do you get to be happy, my friend? Like, come on. So if you're feeling like you're lacking something in your life, then you are, if you're seeing it, you're probably feeling it, and you're looking for the ways that you don't have what you want or need, right? So think about scarcity. This is interesting, scarcity. And scarcity shows up in a lot of ways in our world. Scarcity shows up in competition. Scarcity shows up in fighting. Scarcity shows up in war. You know, if you feel like someone has something that you need and that you can't get because you think that there's a lack of something, then you're going to have to fight for it, right? This whole survival of the fittest. Whoever's the strongest, biggest, strongest, and fastest is going to be the one to survive because they got the resources that were scarce. But really, scarcity. There are places in the world where there is scarcity, but on the planet as a whole, and I'm talking like scarcity, like at that point, they don't have enough water or enough food. But we do have, as a human population, enough of everything. We have a lack of being able to get it where it needs to be because we think that money is scarce and we don't want to spend money to go and help people. Money's not scarce. You can get money all the time. They're making more of it every single day, right? And it's just an energetic exchange. Don't think about the little pieces of paper. I'm going a little bit off on a tangent, but I'm trying to use this to have you see where your view of the world is creating your truth. And is that a my coach says this a lot, is that a capital T truth or a small t truth? A capital T truth is, you know, even that could be argued, the sun's going to come up tomorrow and the sun's going to go down tonight. A capital T truth is we all have an expiry date and we will pass on our energy into another form. A small T truth is I am 5'7". because the current measuring system says I'm 5'7", but you know, I'm probably going to shrink over time. And because I believe that, I probably will. Who knows? A small t truth is that I am, back in the day, the small t truth was I'm an accountant. That was only true at that time. A small t truth is that there isn't enough hours in the day. Well, there is enough hours in the day. There's an exact number of hours in the day. Everybody has the same amount of time every single day. It's just how you choose to spend it, what you're looking for. If you expect to run out of time, then you'll probably subconsciously fill your day with stuff that's taking your time, right? So when you can see this in businesses, and I mean, I did probably at some point view this a little bit, although I'm remembering that I don't know that I ever subscribed to this fully, that if you're operating some firm scarcity, everyone is your competitor. Everything is a competition. You know, everything is a competition. Think about, you know, on the highway, when people are passing you, do you unconsciously speed up? They're passing me. Oh my goodness. I can't let them go faster than me. They might get somewhere before I do. And whatever we're racing towards might not have any more of what we're racing towards, even though that's not really what's happening. But there's this weird subconscious programming. And if we can just slightly, I'm not asking for you to, you know, have the angels sing and to change and have a giant epiphany in your life is completely flipped upside down. I'm just asking you to start to pay attention to when you're doing it and to start to ask yourself if it's really what you're seeing and if it's helpful for you. Is there a different way to look at it? And is the different way to look at it helpful? And I'm not saying that one way is going to be better than the other, right? Because there's so many ways to look at things. I have this really weird skill. I call it one of my superpowers, where I can hold two very different views of the world, very disparate views on anything, and see them both as valid. And I consider it a superpower because I don't know a lot of people who can do this, that I can hold them both and go, yes, that's true, yes, that's true. And it doesn't cause me any internal conflict to believe both are true. And I think that it's helpful for me because at any point I can decide, well, if they're both true, which truth do I want to be true right now? Right? So I can just decide which one I want to live in. And when you start to work on seeing different ways of being able to see other views, other possibilities, other dimensions of who knows, then I think it creates it's almost like it creates this opportunity for you to decide something different. And when we decide something different, at first it seems kind of crazy. The people around us could think we're crazy, but when you start to decide something different, it's a really small, subtle energetic shift that starts to happen. Because I think instead of always seeing that, you know, you've got the blinders on and you're just headed in this one direction, suddenly you can see a whole landscape of possibility in front of you. And options, I think options are freedom. Options are your ability to free yourself from this rut that you think you might be in. I mean, you've created the rut. Sorry, I'll send you some love for that, but you create your own ruts in life by always following and always doing the same thing. Always following the same inner dialogue, always doing whatever everybody tells you, or always telling yourself the same story. That's your rut, and you also have the power to get out of it. So we're going to go on to our first break, by the way. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about, you know, magic, because I love magic. We're going to talk about why you don't want to be comparing, because that's not magical. And while we're away, by my way, my friends, just pop over to your favorite podcast place or wherever you're listening and give us a little 5-star love. I'd love that from you. And then when you're done, come over to the chat room and have a chat with me. You can find us at theinspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I am Heather, and we will be back in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So, we're talking about, well, this is the Inspired Choices Network. Did you give us the 5-star review? we're talking about you only see what you see. And I'm remembering this story, and I think I heard it when I was in India. It might have been one of the teachers that I was sitting with told this story to help you think about the fact that everything that you see is impacted by the lens that you're looking through, which is the accumulation of life that you have stored. And when you accumulate the life you've stored in your head, you know, you could have this is the stuff that I liked, this is the stuff, you know, you've probably got little categories created, and this is the truth about me, 100%. And talking about this gentleman, and he was sitting in his home looking out the window, and he just saw like death and decay and poor people and mud and just unhappiness. And that was all every day he would sit there, and he just saw unpleasant things out his window. And he made a comment to it one day to his wife, and she looked and she took a cloth and she went over and cleaned the window. Like literally just cleaned the window. He said, oh, actually the sun is shining and it actually looks quite nice outside. But because his window was dirty, that was all he could see. He could only see unpleasant things. So this is where we're talking about you only see what you see. And we can clean, we don't need someone else to clean our window. We can clean our window for us. And that's by paying attention to where we're kind of getting ourselves a little stuck. So think about one of the ways that it can show up is in comparing. So when you're comparing yourself to someone else, and we are very much a relational species, everything is in relation to something else. If I say someone's tall compared to what, right? if they're short, let's compare it to what? You know, everything we do, is it lighter than what? Everything is comparison, because we need a frame of reference. And our frame of reference is this accumulation of life that we have. So when you compare yourself to someone else, and I understand it happens, it's going to distract you from where you are a genius, because you're going to be looking at what that person has, and you're going to be comparing it to what you have. You're going, oh, I don't have that. There's that lack thing. That's where I'm pretty sure that's where imposter syndrome comes from, right? People are like, oh, they're going to find out that I'm actually not any good. I can't believe that they're listening to me. Imagine if I had imposter syndrome. Oh my goodness, I wouldn't be on here telling you the things that come out of my head. Eek! So sometimes people will say, you know, you check out the people who are successful and model them. But sometimes I feel like then you're not being true to yourself. Sometimes I feel like that's, I understand that's like trying to motivate you for seeing yourself as something that is more than you currently do. Seeing yourself as able, like if I start to model that, then I can do that too. And maybe sometimes you need that little step, but I feel like that's abandoning who you are. If you compare yourself to other people all the time and try to be like other people all the time, well, then are you going to lose who you are? Oh my goodness, that would be terrible. The world needs you the way you are, my friend. You came to the planet with a specific set of, I'm here to do this in my way. And we don't want everybody to be the same. We want you exactly where you are so that you can bring your genius. And to uncover your genius, sometimes it takes that pause to come back to your magic, that pause of, why are you fixated on that person's success? Like, what is it about that person's success that is making you feel less than you are? And maybe, you know, you are like, well, imagine if I could do that. Maybe I could do this or that, and I want this, and I want this for my life. Well, you don't have to be that person to do it. Use your own magic to get the things that you want in your life. And that is when you feel in yourself, you are speaking your truth, your passion, your, maybe you're not a speaker, you know, maybe you just need to find out what it is that you're called to do. Some part of you already knows what it is, by the way. But it's interesting, like I was listening to a webinar yesterday, and she was talking about this little girl who loved to sing as a little girl. And at some point someone told her, stop making so much noise. You're disturbing everyone. You're not that good. Like, why are you doing this? Be quiet. So she shut it all down. And she did the things she was supposed to do. And you've probably heard these stories. Like, I mean, I'm not a singer, so it's not about me. That's one of the skills I don't have is singing. And I can't play the piano. I thought of that this morning. Anyway, but she shut it down. And later in life, she had her corporate job, and she had her, you know, house and children and cars and vacation homes, and she was still really unhappy. And something caused her just one day to sing, and she rediscovered her joy. That doesn't mean you have to go be Taylor Swift or anybody. You don't have to go be a giant rock star. But there's an energy and frequency inside of you that you want to share with some part of the world. Doesn't have to be the whole planet. I have plans for the whole planet because that's the way I'm wired. But maybe yours is just your community. So something to think about. Your throne isn't missing, my friend. You are the queen. You are the master of your domain. Your throne isn't missing. You just forgot to build it. So nobody told you that you had to build your own throne. And part of building your own throne is taking care to objectively evaluate and contemplate what is your truth, and is that true? Can that truth be different if you looked differently, if you looked at it differently? And you know, you're actually not supposed to be like that other person. You're not supposed to be a carbon copy of that person, right? There's lots of people who are similar. Like, I have friends who are like, oh, she's kind of like her, because we do that comparison. We do that comparison. But you don't want to be exactly the same as someone else. Because even if we have doppelgangers, I even think of I have twin aunts. They are identical twins. And they used to play tricks, apparently, when they were young on their school teachers. But, because what twin wouldn't want to do that? But they're different people. They have different experiences. They have different interpretations. They're similar. They're very similar. But no one is exactly the same. And no one is exactly like you. The goal was never to be someone else. The goal was always to be you. And when we land on the planet and we start growing up, we have all of these things that start to educate us on how to operate as part of a community, as part of a family, as learnings. And they're going to be different. They're going to be different. And I'm thinking of my own family. So there's four children. I'm the oldest of four. And all four of us were very similar in some ways. We're all very stubborn. That's what my mother would tell me. We're all very stubborn, but we're stubborn about different things, right? And there's been incidences that we've talked about from our childhood that we each saw very differently. Even though we were all in the same room, the same thing was happening, but it was all colored by what we were, our internal dialogue and our internal expectation and what we believe, the story of what you believe is happening. You know, the police do say that eyewitnesses are the least dependable, because if there's 20 eyewitnesses, you're going to get 20 different versions of what happened, even though they all saw the same thing, right? And I actually think that it's actually pretty awesome that our interpretation of the world is filtered through the lens of our understanding. And I think this is a huge bonus for us. Because I don't want you to feel bad about this. I don't want you to feel bad about this at all. I want you to be excited, because it is super exciting if you go, yeah, my interpretation is completely filtered by my belief system. Yay, hooray, because I can change what they are, right? I used to believe that, you'll find this funny. When I was a little kid growing up, I don't know if you can tell now watching the video, but I'm a ginger. I was very, very redhead. My hair is starting to turn white. So a lady said, redheads don't go turn white. They just fade away. And being a redhead in a small place without very many redheads, I was teased. Grown-ups always wanted to talk to my mom about how pretty my hair was. I'm like, and I was shy, right? I'm like, leave me alone. I don't want to be a redhead. And I had Barbies. I said, I want to be a blonde and I want to be able to tan, because I don't tan. Gingers, I've got freckles, I don't tan. You know, I just wanted to be like everybody else because I was shy. And now my hair is starting to turn white and people think I'm blonde. I'm like, hell no, I'm not blonde. I'm still a ginger. Damn it. I laugh about it now, but when I was a little kid, I just really wanted to be like everybody else. So I understand. I don't want you to be hard on yourself about anything. I want you to see opportunities. I want you to see chances for raising your vibration and up-leveling your life and having more fun and having more joy and having more life in your life. So we're about to pop off onto another break. What, already? I feel like I've just started talking. Don't worry. We'll be back. You'll be back. Go get yourself a drink of water or go give us a 5-star review. And don't forget to come back. I will see you in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
That's pretty easy to remember, right? Heatherstewart.coach. That's an easy thing to remember. You can reach out to me anytime, my friend, because that's why I'm here. I am here to help you find your best way, find your best life. That's what I'm here for. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. This is the Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about you only see what you see. There's so many ways to see the world. There's this probably, how many people on the planet? Billions. There's probably a billion ways to view something. And if we could allow all of these points of views to be valid, then we'd stop fighting, right? It's like, I don't agree with you. Okay, that's okay. Don't you want to fight with me? No. No, I don't. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I was talking about comparison, and I was talking about how comparison, if you use comparison to make yourself seem less, to see, then that's not a good use of comparison. I mean, we're going to compare all the time. We can't help it. It's just how we're wired. But think about the nuances of you. We are all different, even in the ways that we're similar. And if you can look at someone else's success and or something that they're doing, something that you want, and think of it as a way to give you a clue to something inside of you that maybe you want to bring out. Not exactly like the other person, you know. You're not here to copy. Like, I think of Anthony Robbins. You know, he's this big, famous coach guy, the Awaken the Giant Within guy. He's really tall and gravelly voice. And I've seen new coaches try to copy him because he's loud and he's in your face and he's clapping and he's doing all. And I I went to one of his webinars once, and I was like, it was actually not the kind of energy that helps me motivate me. And that's okay, because he's not the coach for me. I mean, he does a lot of good work, but he's not the coach for me. But if I saw that, I'm like, he's super successful. I want to be as successful as he is. And I started to be like him, then I wouldn't be me. And I wouldn't be the type of coach that I know I am supposed to be, that I am meant to be, that will help the people who need the energy that I bring versus the energy that he brings. And that goes back to that competition thing. There's no competition. I'm in groups of coaches. We don't compete with each other, because we understand that we all call ourselves coaches, for lack of a better word, but we're all different. And we are not, I am not for everyone. They are not for everyone. You are here for a specific purpose. I am here for a specific purpose and a specific, I feel like I'm designed for specific energetic people. Some people will resonate, some people won't. It's like when you say, oh, I don't like their vibe. You're just not resonating on the same frequency as they are. That's cool. You know, you don't have to change your frequency. You can stay on your frequency and just go find the people who are in the same radio station as you. So when you're thinking about, you see something that may bring an awareness of something that's waiting to be released, waiting to be let out to play. And that doesn't mean you're going to be exactly the same as someone else. That doesn't mean you're going to copy them, but it's going to inform you so that you can start that internal conversation. It's like, oh, I never noticed that before. What would that feel like if I did my way of doing that? Think of even art. So I am a painter. And one of the things they do to you in art school is you have to copy the masters. So, you know, I've done a couple copies of some parts of Van Gogh's, and he doesn't paint like I paint. I mean, it's interesting to try and understand his approach, but then you have to stop trying to copy and become who you are. Do the things that feel right for you. I know I've got lots of examples here. I've got lots of life behind me, right? So let's reframe comparison and make it a signal that there's something that's sparking inside of you that you want to pay attention to. So you let the other person's success see your opportunity for expansion. And when you go looking, so you can only see what you see, when you see someone, you're like, wow, they're super successful. Right then, when you hear the, I can never, start to come out of your mouth, pause it, rub it out, use your eraser, clean the window, and think about, what is it that that person is doing that I'm finding attractive that in my own way is a gift that I might be able to bring into the world? I was thinking about this last night. So I'm also a kayaking instructor, sea kayaking instructor. And this was probably like 13 years ago, I saw one of my people, actually it's a company that I work for now, one of the instructors was in a demonstration of, you know, when you're in your kayak and it goes upside down and you roll it back up. It's called you're just rolling your kayak, so you don't have to get out again. You just roll it back up. And I saw it, and I thought, this is the exact thing that went in my head. Wow, that's like magic. I could never do that. And, you know, this was a number of years ago, before I started cleaning my windows more and more and more. I can never do that. That came into my head. 100%. That came into my head. Within a year, I was doing that. Because even though that came into my head, the instructors said, well, of course you can do it. And I believed them. And then they taught me how to do it. So now I teach other people how to do it. And when I think about the clients that I talk to, like, I can see so much potential in people when I talk to them. I can see potential that would probably, if I told them all at once, it would make them run away and say, no, that's too much. But it gets me so excited because that's what I'm looking for. I look for those potentials and I want to help people clean their windows, right? So if there's things that are causing you to think I can never do that, start to clean your window. If you are on social media is one of the key places where this comparison thing's happened. And the problem with social media for comparison is that you don't actually have a true picture of what's going on, right? You can see the posts, you can see what's been presented, but it's almost like a snapshot in a moment of time that doesn't give you you can't see what's going on in the background, you can't see what happened to get them there, you can't see what's going to happen. Like, can they freeze a smile for a minute and then they move on? I mean, you know, it's slow your scroll down if you can. If your scrolling triggers you, just stop scrolling if you can. I know it's a bit hard to stop scrolling sometimes, but find new habits. Think about, another thing you can do is to think about when you were a little kid, what was the thing that you loved doing? It didn't have to have a purpose. That's the great thing about being a little kid. You don't have to justify the things that you like doing. As an adult, we end up with this need to justify what we're doing. My mother-in-law once asked me, because I was I'm the painter, it's like, well, what are you going to do with those? Well, and I kind of paused. It's like, that's an interesting question to ask someone. Well, what are you going to do with those? Well, why do I have to do anything with them? I mean, I do sell them, but it's like, why does it have to serve a purpose other than to bring me joy? So what have you forgotten about? Think about this. Think about you being a little kid. And when you believed in magic and Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, and I still believe in all those things, by the way. What did you forget about yourself? What have you forgotten about yourself that maybe you can choose to remember now? When we're little kids, our windows aren't so dirty. We haven't accumulated so much heaviness, so much expectation. So many stories about ourselves. We're pretty much a clean slate. So if you can go back to that time and think about what can you, and if you can't remember, you could ask somebody who knew you when you were a little kid about what you always did. Like my mom told me that I would always teach, I taught my sister how to write because I learned how to write. So you were just always teaching people things. You wanted to show people how to do things. And it wasn't just because I was the bossy oldest of four children, you know. But write down some things that are unique about you. Discard discard comparing yourself. Just things about the way you did things differently, the way you thought about yourself differently. You are unique, my friend. You might feel like you're not. And that's because we often can't see our own magic. When you live inside yourself, you can't see yourself from the outside, right? So you can't see how other people view you. I did this challenge on, I think I mentioned this before, I did this challenge on Facebook where I just posted, you know, to whoever I had on my list. It's like, what are three words you would use to describe me? I was a little scared to do that. But the words that came back, I never would have thought of. I mean, nobody was mean, thankfully. They're your friends. They're not supposed to be mean. But it was things that I couldn't see about myself that they could see. That's why you need that external view, right? You can't see from the inside. So, but you can remember things about yourself that make you unique. What is it that's unique about you? How are you same, same, but different? What is your gift? What are you meant to bring into the world? Doesn't have to be, you know, fireworks and explosions. What are you here for bringing into the world? Now, going on our last break, don't go anywhere. Still got a couple thoughts for you. We're talking about you only see what you see. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. I'll see you in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
What does thriving look like for you? I'm always curious about people's ideas of thriving. It's a word, but the English language is so interesting because I can say the word love and it opens the cascade of my definition and it'll be completely different than someone else's, right? Just because of your life experience and you only see what you see. We are talking about the you only see what you see. And I was talking about what's unique about you and getting you to see that your uniqueness. And for some people, you know, sitting down and doing a self-reflection exercise is like going to the dentist. It's like, oh God, I don't want to do that. I get it. You know, I understand. I personally use a coach to do this for me because I do have my own coach as I have more than one, for different reasons. And it's a chance to have someone reflect back to me. And this is something I want to talk about. So this is something that I've just started offering. And I've been mentioning it a couple of times. And it's called your alignment activation audit. Don't be scared. It's not really an audit. But it's, you know, it's you get to spend an hour with me of just asking you questions to help you see where your patterns are and where you are unique. And I just go through some questions, deep listening, reflecting back. That's all it is. And I've been doing a few of them with some people, and they're super powerful. They are super powerful because you recognize this pattern that you didn't see before. And then when you see it, you can't change something if you can't see it, right? Once you see it, then you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then you can start to see it more often. And this is where we do a pattern interrupt. So any time to change any habit, any internal dialogue, any thing that you're doing is you bring in a pattern interrupt. So when you hear yourself saying, I can never do that, when you hear it, you say, I used to think I can never do that, but now I believe this. And that will just interrupt that pattern of thought in your head. If you think about the next time you catch yourself comparing to someone on social media, there's someone that you follow a lot and you have that, oh, I can never be something. If you hear that, stop. Put your phone down. Turn to like maybe grab a piece of paper or something and just say, I am unique and special because, and it can be anything. I did a practice. I was reading a book called Love Money, Money Loves You by Sarah McCrum. And she channeled messages from the entity money. Now, whether you believe that or not, it was just an interesting book. And one of the practices that she suggested, which I actually did, was every day you write down one thing you value about yourself. And my immediately thought when I started doing it was, oh my God, I'm going to run out of things. Even me, oh my God, I'm going to run out of things to write down. I did it for 7 months. Is that 5, 6, 7? Yes, that's 7 months. I was counting on my fingers. And every day I would write something. I would read through all of the things that I had said, and then I would write something new. And I actually changed it to I love about myself. I love, you know, my freckles. I love my heart. I love my blood. I love my generosity. I love my curiosity. I love my learning. It can go on. It can be anything. You do you. But it shifts those subtle pattern shifts of switching an old dialogue into something else. After that many months, and I didn't have any expectation from it, I have something different happening. I feel different. I couldn't put it into words for you, but it is different. And because I do all of these things, practice all of these things myself, I feel like it helps me understand where people are and to help them shift themselves. So you're going to create your interrupt for comparison. You're going to create an interrupt for what you're seeing. If you can only see a negative thing, pause yourself just for a moment and say, what if I could imagine that this was positive? What would it look like? What would, if it helps you, what would Heather think was positive about this, if that helps you? Sometimes you got to think, what would, it's like, I used to watch South Park. What would Brian Boitano do? And if you don't know what that reference is, don't worry about it. I see people with t-shirts like, what would Jesus do? Or what would David Suzuki do, if you know who David Suzuki is? So anything that helps you shift your unhelpful view, your limited view, into something more expansive and available to give you the freedom to get out of the rut that you've created in your road and to get out into something more. See, expansive for me is positive, because expansive for me feels like freedom to breathe and move and be. That's where I want you to be. If you are interested, by the way, in the alignment activation, all you have to do is email me, info@heatherstewart.coach, and I will send that off to you, how to do that. Because I can offer this to you, this is one of my superpowers. I want to be able to help more people, and this is how I'm going to do it. This is your chance. One of your many chances. Every day you take a breath, you get a new chance. Every time you wake up, you get a new chance. Right? So start to do them. Start to take your next step. Start to reframe, clean your windows, make your day more awesome. It's a beautiful day, and I'm okay. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I want you to have a fabulous day. Share this with a friend who needs to hear this, by the way. And we will be back next week, same bat time, same bat station, showing you how to have an awesome life. Take care, my friends. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, Take one inspired step today and keep shining.